Now, while we're speaking about the Shia, people say we must speak about what matters? Contemporary issues. Let's talk about contemporary issues. So recently there was some skirmish between Iran and what they call Israel. We don't even acknowledge there's a place called Israel, right? We say Palestine, but it's Jews that are there now. They call themselves Israel. So there was some fighting, some bombing, some missiles between the two of them, right? Unfortunately, it wasn't worse. But anyway, they were shooting some missiles up and down, some drones and couple of things, right? So, now unfortunately what happens, you see, we get carried away with emotions. So now, we are seeing our brothers, they are suffering in Gaza, our brothers and sisters. You know what is the latest filthy thing that this Yahud are doing? There is a drug, right? It's a type of opium. They're mixing it in the flour. Now they say that this drug, it actually alters your frame of mind. So if a person, I forget his name now, Hamidi, he's a pharmacist, he lives in Palestine, and he posted this thing that they are actually putting this drug into the flour. They're mixing it with the flour to get these people hooked onto this thing and to alter their state of mind. This is the filth that these Yahud are doing. Allah Ta'ala protect our brothers, our sisters, our children. So when this Iran started to bomb Israel, so people say, you see, Iran is championing the cause of the Muslims. What we really came to know, when Iran shot missiles to Israel, what we really came to know is what a dushman of Islam this is. So many months went by, one and three quarter years almost, right? And you had the weapons. You showed us that you could have shot missiles inside there, and you did sweet nothing. You sat with all that armory of yours. Then, even when they assassinated Ismail Haniyeh in your country, you had all the reason now to retaliate. You still never retaliated. And only when this Jew came and bombed you, then you started sending something to them. And the godfather of them all, the base, they, you know, their godfather is Trump, the liar. So his base is there in Qatar. So when this fellow wanted to bomb the base, so he informed them beforehand. Now I'm going to send some missiles there by your base, so you intercept them and make sure, in case one falls down by mistake, make sure you clear out all the personnel and everything. So that liar there from America, he says, oh, we are really, you know, we really appreciate they gave us advance notice. That's their war. That's their war. Then Trump says, oh, I'm very happy, you know, with Netanyahu, that when I told him, take the planes back, he listened. Don't drop the bombs on Iran. He listened, he went back. Boy, this is a game. It's a game. Whether they were really shooting one another, they had their own difference or whatever, that's their problem. But don't ever think that Iran is standing up for Islam or for Muslims. No. That will never happen. Iran, the Shia, they are a dushman of the Muslim. Every place in Syria now late, who was killing the Muslims there? It was the same Shia. In Iraq, who was killing the Muslims? It was the same Shia. In Yemen, who was killing the Muslims? It was the same Shia. You read in the history of Baghdad, you read in the history from the time of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, every time the Shia caused problem. So never ever think that they are standing up for Muslims and Islam. So he showed us, right, that he had the weapons, he sat with it so long, but he did nothing. Only when he was bombed, then he retaliated. So he retaliated for his own personal reasons, not for Islam and for the Muslims. Second proof is that Eventually, when they negotiated after 12, 13 days, so quick, you know, they negotiated a ceasefire. Why he accepted the ceasefire? Why didn't he include Gaza in his agreement of ceasefire? That if you want a ceasefire, you want me to stop bombing, then you stop your war there in Gaza. While they were bombing him, the bombs that they were sending to him was nothing compared to what they were still doing in Gaza. But the whole world was now looking on this side, and how many they were still massacring here in Gaza. So Trump, he talks like he got so much of authority. Why didn't he stop the war in Gaza? Because both those people, both those groups, they don't care about Muslim life. They are both enemies of Muslims and enemies of Islam. They may have their own differences amongst them, but Islam, Muslims are a common enemy to the both of them. So it suits them fine when Iran is doing the dirty work. The same Israel who was sending missiles to Iran and Iran sending missiles to Israel, the same Israel has been supplying Iran with weapons for the last 30, 40 years. So there is too much of lies and deceit in the dunya. Don't believe what you see in the papers and what you read. We must turn to Allah Ta'ala. And don't be deceived by the Shia. The Shia always try to deceive the Muslim. They feel they get sawab if they lie to a Muslim. If they cause taklif to a Muslim, they get sawab. That's what they believe. So never ever get carried away with this. And look, we are saying Iran because some people are being deceived into thinking that Iran stood up for Gaza. Iran never stand up for Gaza, right? But every other Arab nation is just the same. We're not talking about the people on the ground. The people on the ground, they got ikhlas, but the rulers are all puppets. The rulers are all puppets of their kuffar godfathers who pull their strings. Each one of them, they are sitting with armories, they are sitting with missiles, they are sitting with so much, but they are doing absolutely nothing. Whether it's Turkey, whether it's Saudi Arabia, whether it is Qatar, whether it is the Emirates, whether it is Bahrain, whichever one of them, they sold out the Muslims. They sold out the Muslims. Even Afghanistan has done nothing. Now they may say that they are far away and whatever. Right? When you talk anything about Syria, then quickly articles come out. No. These people are doing something, they are preparing, so we wait and see. Whether they are also joining Abrahamic Accords, or whether they are going to stand firm on Shariat and Sunnah. At least the Afghani leadership, they haven't joined Abrahamic Accords and whatever. They are saying, we're standing for Shariat. Allah Pak give them istiqamah. But all what we see is a reflection of us. How weak we have become as an ummah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us why. Hubbud dunya wa karahiyatul maut. We have begun to love this world and we dislike death. The establishment of our deen is no more the main objective of our life. The establishment of our dunya became the objective of our life. Allah Ta'ala protect us all and give us hidayah. وآخر الدعوانا الحمد لله.